on call charges from Bing Sin, from a computer guy, $500. Monthly totals, $1,700 for computer maintenance. PNB board meetings, venue, airfare, hotel, October 2010, New York, $25,000. January 2011, Houston, $18,000. April 2011, Washington, $20,000. July 2011, Los Angeles, $18,000. Total, $81,000 for that item.
Jesus.
Conference calls per month.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah. We can.
Is Houston cheaper this year than it was last time?
Not necessarily, but by a very small amount. It's a little bit more expensive. The rooms are very decent. I want to say they're $80, and we'll house two people per room. Last time in Houston, we had a very inexpensive place, which I'm sure all of us remember. But that's not the place we're using this time around, Alonso.
No, the last you cannot compare the two places. The last time it was very unpleasant.
That is true.
Okay. Conference calls per month at $1,500 average monthly.
Now that's where we are.
That's
what's going to be reduced because we're going to use BAI as conference call capability with their telephone system. So John has already checked it out. We found the equipment. I think he's going to try to start maybe tomorrow. And so those costs will go down.
15 a month. Wow. Democracy Now.
Mm.
Do we want to? Is this open session stuff?
Yeah,
go ahead and say it.
Going to it. Democracy Now, FY 2010 rate, monthly charges, $48,251 until September 30th, 2010. ISDN line, dedicated telephone line, $4,000. The total monthly Democracy Now expense is $52,251.
Question?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That said through what, October 2010?
September 30th, 2010.
So and then what happens?
What's the scoop since then? Is there a new contract or are we?
No, there's an escalation. What's the new number there on the side?
Okay, the FY 2011 rate, 4% per month, is $50,181. ISDN line is still $4,000. So monthly for 2011, effective October 1st, 2010, is $54,181.
Thank you.
Pardon me as I cough for 1 second.
It's okay. You're allowed to cough.
Oh, I'm glad I get permission to spin. Satellite fees for the daily, Monday to Friday, and other days as requested by stations, uplink and downlink of Democracy Now! Programming, Clear Channel, monthly $3,040, annually $36,480, NPR, daily transmission rate, $183.88. That's 188 cents. 52 weeks, Monday to Friday, 260 days. That comes out to annually $47,809. Additional days requested by stations, 24 days at two extra days a month, $4,413.
What is that for, satellite uplink?
Satellite fees, yeah. Uplink and downlink stuff.
What is that for, individual stations that carry some of their programming?
That is correct.
Affiliates.
For the affiliates?
And how much was that number? 40 what?
Well, the extra days is 4,400, but the Monday, the annual Monday to Friday is 47,809.
Okay, and the extra was how much again? I'm sorry.
The extra is 4,413.
Annually?
88.
The annual.
Appears to be.
The total, okay. The total annually of all of this is $88,702 for satellite fees.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Programming services, $50 a month. Website expenses, $200 per month. Wait a minute. All right, let me read what it says over here because it's saying, looks like, what does it say?
This is for a show called The Planet.
Yeah, The Planet. It says
no. That's the people who is our server location. It's not a show.
You mean the one in Texas where KPFTX is, or?
That's where. Yeah, Otis worked that.
And what about this Pacifica National website? That one as well?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, we have it also.
And then it says 200, so I don't know, a total of 800, so...
800 a month, 200 is the national office share.
Oh, the national office.
75% or three-quarters is allocated to affiliates as audio port expense.
Okay, so that would be a lot of bandwidth because of the audio port. Because we've had this discussion on national technology that I think the server costs are really kind of high, but... You can't say that unless you know exactly what all is being covered by them. So if it's what is it, 800 a month?
No, we actually, reduce the cost by going to the planet, and moving the servers here too. So we've actually reduced costs.
So if the national office is 75%. No, 75 goes to the affiliates' budget?
Well, the affiliates' budget is part of the national office budget.
But they have a separate... Because it only has...
They're kind of just folded into the national office budget. It would be nice if they were popped out, but...
And it's also folded out of the affiliate income.
But it says here, total 800 a month. $200 for the national office share. Where's the other $600 coming from or going to or something?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Okay. It says total $800 a month. $200 national office share. Where's the other $600 going to or coming from or whatever?
What does it represent? Is what she wants to know, I guess.
No, where's the other?
Point?
If it's $800 a month, and we're only, you know, national office is only down for $200. What's with the other six?
The other. I'm sorry. Let me.
Okay, it's line 263.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's not totally germane, but it is kind of.
Well, I think this is. Go ahead and answer that, LeVar.
Yeah,
but I do think.
I'm looking for it.
That's
it's come
okay.
up.
Move
that's
on.
Okay. That's okay. Let her find the place.
Thank you. Well, just you know, while she's finding
it. Let her find.
Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on.
Okay, here it tells you right here: 75% of three quarters is allocated to affiliates as audio port expense.
So it's just counted as part of their like internal budget, basically.
So $600 is reflected somewhere in affiliates.
Now there is it's not a separate budget for affiliates. There's no separate budget for affiliates. All of the affiliates and all of it is here in the national office budget.
Uh huh. Okay.
So that's like an internal note so that you know that three quarters of that is part of the affiliates program, basically.
So, okay, well.
All right, other programming expense, $25 per month. Maintenance technical, $40 per month. Radio news. CPB has a specified percentage of grant to be paid to the NPPAG. FSRN due in 2011 as percent of the CPB grant, 26%. Computation, total CPB grant every 6 months. $571,285. FSRN for 6 months, 26%, $148,534. CPB grants to stations every 6 months during FY 2011, October and April. KPFA, 127,862. KPFK, 127,286. WBAI, 132,848. WPFW, 95 and 15. KPFT, 88,274. Total, 571,285. Monthly remittances to FSRN, financed as NPPAG, National Program Production and Acquisition, $24,756. Less negotiated FSRN monthly fee, $36,636. Deficiency shared by all Pacifica stations, 5/7 shared by all stations, 2/7 by national office, $11,880. National office monthly share in FSRN, expense at 2/7, $3,394. Credit card discount fees, rate used in relation to mail fund drive income, basis of rate to use historical data on collections and discounting fees. Then it goes through month by month, and
so move on.
I'm going to the total. The total for the year, credit card collection is $108,247, and credit card discount fee is $3,160.41. Printing, regular, $120 average per month. Postage, development, $30 average per month. List rental expense, $20 average per month. Computer supplies, $100 average per month. Other development expenses, $25 average per month. Affiliates budget expenses, ours, I'm going to concatenate this into monthly. Affiliate budget expenses, internet, $660 a year. Telephone, $540 a year. Office supplies, $1,100 a year. Cards, flyers, booklets, $2,004 a year. Conference, $9,000 a year. Travel to affiliates, $1,500 a year.
Wait, where is this? What line are you on?
342. 342. Travel to affiliates, $1,500 per year.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, affiliate budget expenses. Yes. What is it? Okay.
I'm going by the total. Not reading monthly, but total for the year. Promo materials, $1,000 a year. Website to audio port, $7,200 a year. Restoration of heat.
Okay, I have a question. What is this $7,000 conference charge in April 2011?
I'm sorry.
That's the conference, the affiliate conference expense of $7,000 to go to that conference. What is it?
In the year in FCB.
Yeah. April 2011.
That would be GRC.
Isn't that a lot, Arlene?
Yeah, because we're only planning to send at most, there'll be actually two people, possibly Ursula and me, possibly just Ursula, depending on where it's located and so forth.
We know it's located in the Northeast somewhere.
If it's in the Northeast, we'll probably only send Ursula.
And what's the one in June 2011 for 2000?
That's NFCB.
So five people are going, you and the two affiliates and Ursula.
Oh, we're not going to send the two affiliate reps this year. If they go, they can go as representatives from their stations.
Not that they aren't fun to go to, but all of these small stations pay this kind of money to go to these things?
Quite a few of them do from around the country. The NFCB, number one, it's going to be in San Francisco this year. Even though they're not a member, KPFA is probably going to be one of the co-hosts. Pacifica is definitely going to be involved in a bit of the hosting. I mean, this is where most of our affiliates come from, is from stations that belong to NFCB. It's a relationship that we need to maintain,
in order to be a viable network.
Yeah, I just don't get how we can't afford to join them and all these smaller stations can. That's, you know, what's wrong
well,
with...
Well, part of it is that it's based on a percentage of your revenue.
Uh-huh.
The membership fee. So these real small stations join for practically nothing.
Right, I see. I get it. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Next is Restoration of Heath Bequest, and it goes to a bunch, and a total for FY 2011 is $100,000. And then we've got a big thing here, Restoration of Heath Bequest. One, national office has been in tremendous financial difficulty on account of failure of most stations to regularly settle or pay their monthly central services, as well as reimburse the national office regularly for its advances for the station's respective billbacks, particularly health benefits, insurance coverage, and other advances. On account of the need for funds, national office had to utilize the Heath bequest of $300,000 during FY 2009. Two, to restore the $300,000 Heath bequest, funds were requested from the stations on a monthly basis, and monthly remittances to the national office have been proportionately assigned to the stations based on their respective sizes or volume of transactions. The total contribution projected from all the stations is $100,000 a year and for a period of 3 years, or November 1, 2009 to October 1, 2012. Three, schedule of remittances from stations, monthly starting November 1, 2009, totaling $300,000 in 3 years, or a total of $8,333 each month until October 1, 2012. Do we want the breakdown of each station?
No, sir.
Okay. Moving to the next item. Cash and bank balances, September 30th, 2010. Unrestricted cash and bank, $7,666.
I'm sorry, how much was that?
$7,666.
Unrestricted cash?
Dollars.
That's at the end of, that's September 30th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when we went into the
That's
new year.
That's what our loan figure is, too.
Okay. Go ahead, Arpo.
All right. Due from stations, central services, Heath Insurance, advanced by national office, billbacks, et cetera, as of September 30th, 2010, the grand total is $3,424,486. Summary for FY 2010... okay, do we want balances of the individual stations on this or total?
Why don't you, for purposes total. Of, why not tell us the numbers by the five stations without the total amount, because that is part of the number that is going to the national board tomorrow and will continue to move forward in our finances into the year 2011 and 2012 and onward.
Okay. Okay. PRA balance September 30th, $698,217. FY 2011 payments to national office of FY 2010 accounts approved by PNB, $20,995. Balance as of September 30th, $677,222. KPFA, balance as of September 30th, $502,533. Payments approved by the PNB, $21,823. The balance as of September 30th, 2011, should be $480,710. KPFK, balance as of September 30th, 2010, $235,098. Payments approved by PNB, $24,365. Balance as of September 30th, 2011, $210,733. WBAI, balance as of September 30th, 2010, $1,557,665. Payments to national office approved by PNB, $19,813. Balance as of September 30th, 2011, $1,537,852. WPFW balance as of September 30th, 2010, $314,160. Payments approved by PNB, $21,482. Balance September 30th, 2011, $292,678. KPFT, balance as of September 30th, 2010, $116,813. Approved by PNB payments, $22,374. Balance as of September 30th, 2011, $94,439. Totals. The total balance as of September 30th, 2010 is $3,424,486. Payments, $130,852. September 30th, 2011 balance, $3,293,634. I'm
going to
cough again.
Good.
Hold on a second.
Question?
Go ahead, Bruce. Ask the question while our Paul is coughing.
Yeah, okay. WPFW was supposed to have some money credited back to it that would be applied against owed central services. Is that reflected in these numbers? So this is a question probably for LaVarne or Arlene.
Let's see if LaVarne can or Arlene can answer that question.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I believe there's some money that's supposed to be credited back to WPFW that's supposed to be applied to delinquent central services monies. And I'm just wondering if that is reflected in the amount shown here or not. You know what I'm referring to?
I'm not really sure.
There was some money that were paid to... as part of a settlement in a lawsuit.
Oh, I remember. Did we take care of that? No, I'll check on that. Yeah, it was the you're exact. Thanks for reminding us, Bruce. You're exactly correct. It was the amount that the way this was worded, it was basically worded that in terms of the settlement, was basically worded that it was not really a station expense, but it should have been in the national office. So,
yes.
Thank you for reminding us.
Okay.
And Bruce, keep that in mind. Put a little string on your little finger and bring it back up.
This was one that I can't forget because there's certain people that keep, or certain person that keeps bringing it up and taking credit for it.
Oh no! I don't even want to know.
You know,
but the whole point is that it's absolutely incorrect. We are the ones here at the national office who sat here and decided that And then when he found out about it, he tried to take credit. No,
that's what he's still doing, and he's still challenging me on that now.
It's a lie.
I'll get back. Oh,
it's a
yeah,
lie. No,
okay.
No. We
Among
sat
other
here.
Things.
Looked
yeah,
at the,
I know.
At the contract, and we said no. This really should have been here, and then we informed, and then he tried to take credit.
Right.
Now you know the rest of the story.
And then on here, that's what's going on. We don't need to go into it, but that's what's going on right here. Go ahead.
Next is a chart of projected collections, but it's the same numbers I've just read, so I'll skip that. Next is accounts payable as of September 30th, 2010. The grand total is...
Wait, now what line are you on? Oh, okay, see, I find it. 428, okay.
428, but I'm not going to read all the numbers. I'm going to go down to the grand total.
Yeah.
Pardon me. Accounts payable as of September 30th, $334,546. Balance of National Office FY 2010 accounts payable... as of end of FY 2011, $754,430.
Oh.
And that concludes this page.
Excellent presentation, Arpa.
That's right.
Wow. As you can see, folks, these are very, 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 very detailed documents. And they keep growing every year. Bertold comes up with another spreadsheet and another something or other, and they keep on going. Okay.
Well, actually, now, Evan was the one who initially did the spreadsheet, and Bertold is the one who worked with it and made it so that we could consolidate the whole budget and actually kind of like completed the process for us to get it going and to make it so that it was we could use it across all the stations.
Okay. Okay, so let me go back to ARPAL since I'm kind of grabbing the mic again. ARPAL, have you gone over all of the numbers that are relevant to the presentation for our National Finance Committee?
That's everything in the assumptions sheet.
I'm stunned. At what? That is just one sheet.
Oh, yeah. You got more sheets here.
Okay.
Why don't you just...
I'm sorry, where are we? Okay. Now, we finished the assumption space, Bruce,
right.
And we are discussing where we go from here. And mm-hmm. Lavarne just suggested that maybe we should do what, Lavarne?
Just you look at the numbers, you know, what is the revenue, what is the expense, what is the...
The front sheet.
The budget.
Are we at
the budget sheet itself. Okay. Why don't we go over the budget sheet itself, having been briefed on the assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want me to do that?
Yes, sir. Please.
Okay.
Income.
Income. Okay. Income. Donations.
Which sheet are you on?
Okay, I'm on budget FY21.
The budget, okay.
I'm starting on line 4, and it's just donations, $78. Mail fund drive, $126,500. List rental income, $1,260. Income from affiliates, $216,000. Major donor income, $18,600. SCA income, $312,000. Income before central services, $674,438. Central services from stations, I'll just read the total, $1,495,144. Income from all sources, $2,169,582. Expenses, salaries and related, $742,074. Board expenses, $160,520. Administrative expenses, $510,718. Programming expenses, $799,587. Development expenses, $5,637. Total expenses, $2,268,536. Net income loss is net loss of $98,953.
I'm sorry. The numbers I'm looking at, some of them are the same as you're reading. And like, for instance, for net income loss, this is for FY 2011,
yeah.
I'm showing $77,111.
I'm looking at $98,953 in red.
What line?
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah.
34, the cell, pardon me.
That's right, line 34.
The cell is V34.
That's right.
On mine, it
says 77,111.
I think I added in BAI. Is there a line for BAI?
Oh, I see. Mine doesn't have that added in yet, I guess.
Okay.
Maybe the two different
versions
that got sent out?
Yeah.
Well, I sent out the earlier one last night.
Right.
There was one version that I couldn't open.
Right.
There was an open office, I think.
That's probably the difference.
I mean, I could open it, but I couldn't read it.
Okay. I'm sending reports now.
Okay.
All right, so the 98 figure is correct, right?
Okay.
I'll have to check.
So that's a $98,000 deficit at the end of the year? Is that what you're saying?
98.9, yeah, basically close to six figures.
What line are you on?
34.
Okay.
And I'm going down column V.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, next is payment of capital items. Building improvements, $5,000. Democracy Now, $146,000. FSRN, $134,662. Legal counsel, $28,580. Auditors, $18,000. Bank America Visa credit card, $6,153. Health insurances, $249. Other accounts payable, $902. Capital item and September 30th, 2010 payables, $339,546. Surplus deficit, $438,499 in the red. Salaries and related expenses. Gross salaries, $542,107. Payroll taxes, FICA, $41,471. Payroll taxes, SUI, $3,751. Pension contribution, $10,842. 403B contribution, $21,444. Health benefits, $122,458. Total, salaries and related expenses, $742,074. Administrative expenses, telephone, $13,740. Internet connection, $3,300. Postage, $840. FedEx messengerium, $4,800. Legal fees, $54,000. Insurance expense, $189,719. Audit fees, $90,000. Audit out-of-pocket expenses, $5,000. Outside services, $6,000. ADP payroll services, $8,450. Consultants engineering, $15,600.
Something really tiny.
Something very tiny, which says consultant.
Something about the website.
Consultant,
right?
Website, internet, radio,
yeah.
$14,000. SCA, other expenses, $1,200.
What is that, consultant? Website, radio, who is that?
John.
And what is that
was
for?
Only assumptions. There was a
yeah.
person listed.
Which
there
are two technical people that work for the foundation,
yep.
but out of office, John
right.
and Otis.
Okay.
Right? Is that what those, both of those?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Could you repeat that again?
I think it was someone named Don.
Don Muscle. Yeah, he's the person who's located in Hawaii. He's a resource for the whole network on the technical problems, issues with transmitter antenna engineering.
Okay.
SCA other expenses, $1,200. Interest expense, $6,000.
What kind of expense?
Interest.
$77.
If we can't pay our bills, that means that we're carrying interest.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. How much is it? 71?
Oh,
$6,000.
Yes.
Bank charges, $4,200.
That's another eh.
So our caging costs and all sorts of other things. Go on.
NFCB GRC conference administration, $4,500. Meeting expense, $6,600. Travels, $15,900.
What does that mean? What does that mean? Travels.
It's all detail in those assumptions that are all read on. It's all detailed there.
Everybody, all of the national office travel expenses are lumped together in one number, including
right.
the, including going to the different conferences, going to the different signal areas, and a little bit of mileage travel.
No, there's a separate line for mileage travel.
But you mean it includes both, like the executive director having to go to the individual stations or the HR director or the CFO, as well as travel to meetings and travel with individual staff.
Okay, yeah, I got
right?
it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Yeah. Next, travel local mileage is $900. Office and supplies expense, $5,400. Printing administration, $1,800. Date filing fee, $6,000. Rent, lease, equipment, $9,000. Storage rental, $6,600. Utilities office, $3,925. Maintenance, non-technical, $8,404. Other administrative expenses, miscellaneous, $600. Moving expenses, $2,400. Personnel search cost, $1,440. Computer maintenance, $20,400. Total administrative expenses, $510,718. Board expenses, board meeting and travel. This is the national board expenses. Board meeting and travel, $81,000. Board legal consultations, $60,000. Board conference calls, $18,000. Other board expense, FedEx supplies, etc., $1,520. Total, $160,520. Total board expenses, $160,520. Total administrative and board expenses, $671,238. Programming expenses, Democracy Now, $650,172. NFCB convention.
Never mind.
NFCB convention affiliate, $9,000. Satellite fee, NPR Clear Channel, $88,702. Programming services, $600. Website audio port expense, $9,600. Other programming expense, $300. Maintenance technical, $480. Free speech radio news, $40,733. Total programming expenses, $799,587. Development expenses, credit card discount fees.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yeah, credit card discount fees, $3,693. Printing, regular, $1,440. Postage development, $360. List rental expense, $240. Subscription supplies, affiliates, $2,004. Computer supplies, $1,200. Advertising and promo, $1,000. Direct mail printing, $37,000. Direct mail postage, $8,400. Other development expenses, $300. Total development expenses, $55,637.
Can I ask a question here? On line 134, direct mail printing, last year was 7,817, and this year it's budgeted at 37,000?
Huh?
Line 134?
134. 134, column V.
Compared to column W.
Right, right.
We're having two this year. That's one reason. Last year,
we did a much more expensive printing at Christmas last year, or at the end of the year. So that sounds strange.
Yeah, the unaudited 2010. It seems a little low. Well, we'll have them look at, yeah, the numbers seem to maybe a little reversed.
Unless I'm wondering, but last year there were also ballot expenses. I was going to say maybe somehow ballot expenses or something.
No, because, no, there's a line above for election crap, and that's pretty much almost zero.
Let me check on
here. Nine, let me just check here. It says line data L9. Let's just see what this is about. L9. December printing costs. Oh, you know, that's mail pieces. Oh, it says $1 per set. for 22,000 pieces, and then the other one is 75 cents a set. So those were...
And I'm sorry, what were last year's printing costs as opposed to this year?
$7,800 versus $37,000, and the audited 2009 was $8,870.
And are the election printing costs broken
out?
It's somewhere else.
Yeah, it's somewhere else, and it's zero.
Well, that should be looked into, because even if you were going to double the amount of mailing, it wouldn't go up to $37,000.
Actually,
printing costs have a way of getting legs and running, depending on who you use and what you're doing. So I highly recommend, being...
Yeah, we used... we went back to the place that we've used, forever with KPFA.
That's
and last year when we did the printing, we did it, and we used a different... I'm not sure if the total number of pieces. We can look at the total number of
pieces.
Well,
this figure is five times above what you have.
Hugely bigger, LeVar, and I think there's just an error there.
Yeah, it might just be.
If you look at the assumptions page, she has the assumptions here, so we have to see if she put in the wrong. She has a dollar set for, if you look at assumptions and historical data, line 9, it has mail pieces and it has... printing costs, and so she could have put in, she has a dollar per set, and then she has 75 cents per set, and the postage, so we can, these are the assumptions that she put in, so we can check the contract, but this is what's in here. And the other year, we sent out that sheet, and we sent out, we sent it out toward the end of the year.
Laverne?
Yeah.
Let me suggest, let's verify that number.
That's what I said.
Wait. Let me finish. And
okay.
whatever that number is, the difference, the theoretical difference should be applied to reduce the theoretical deficit. because we have to... Before we move on with your budget, we have to talk about that brackets that you have at the end of the year of $90,000+. Anyway,
sure.
So whatever mistake is in there, which obviously we are all nodding that there is a mistake there, should be used to reduce that number accordingly, and that will help trim the brackets that we have at the end of the budget, Laverne.
Okay, I'm going to...
That's okay. Just write it as a note for you that you need to look at that number, and whatever the difference is, we need to reduce it from the deficit.
Okay, I'm sending a note right now.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Art Paul.
We're just about done.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. As you can see... This is probably the best we've had as far as budgets are concerned. We've gone through every single aspect of the budget. I would like to get a statement from both Arlene and Laverne concerning the brackets. How much is the brackets, please, Sir Paul? How much is the balance at the end of the income over expense in the negative? 90 what?
98,953.
What about that other figure, the 400?
Yeah, the bigger deficit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Somebody was bringing attention to the 98 number, and I fixated on that. Okay. The bigger number of surplus deficit with all the payables coming over is 438,499.
I'm sorry, can you say it?
On a cash basis, because most of these costs, we have accrued these costs in the other years. So in terms of our cash position, that's what that shows, because these costs, we're on an accrual basis, so we have accrued these costs in other years. But in terms of cash, we would need to pay those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please say the number in the thousands. I lost it, R. Paul.
Okay.
Four.
The surplus deficit or the net income loss for FY11?
The big number.
The big number. $438,499.
Okay. And then the other, the smaller number, 98,000 what?
98,953.
Okay. Out of those two numbers, which is the cash shortage for the year itself?
The 98,000, right?
38.
Yeah. How do you guys propose to deal with that $98,000 shortfall in your budget?
Well, at this point, in terms of how we deal with it, is that when you pass the budget for BAI, you pass the budget that actually, you know, required that they do some cutbacks if it looks like they're trending down. But BAI has some opportunities in their budget. So if you look at the number for BAI, because I just straight line the central services, it shows their central services are only at about 60,000. So if BAI can actually contribute another 100,000 to in central services for their piece of it, that will cover our shortfall. So that's what we're kind of riding on, the fact that we don't have it in the budget. The amount of central services from BAI that would be required.
Okay, and there's another place that's going to cover part of it that I can't talk about on open session.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, that's perfect. So let's say that again. This is for us to kind of mulch over, for whatever it's worth. There's that difference in the mail-out. I know that you will find a nice little chunk of error in that mail-out line item of $37,000 that Kim brought forth.
Chris, you don't know that for sure.
We don't know that for sure, but I think we'll find something there. It's just too much money. Plus this other item that we're going to hear from Arlene when we go into executive session. And I think that between those two numbers, really we should come up with a better balanced budget. Now, the other question, which is always in the mind of us people that look over budgets, do you actually spend all of the money, or are you guys projecting to spend all of the money in all of the line items that ARPA just read to us?
Well, if we're able to save in any area, we certainly will.
Okay. What about you, Laverne?
I think she stepped away for a minute.
Okay. Well, anyway, obviously the next question is, which is really irrelevant at this point, did we save any money from the line items at last year's budget, blah, 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 and I don't want to hear an answer. Let's move on. Okay, what are the wishes of this body as it relates to the national office budget based on all the information that is before us? Questions, concerns, comments?
Our Paul's going away for 2 minutes.
Okay, sir, you're
okay,
allowed to go away.
Okay, sir, one other thing, LaVarne. The HR director did resign.
No, wait, you're on open session, LaVarne, quiet.
Okay.
Okay.
And moving on.
Okay.
Moving on.
I have something to say about the budget.
Please go ahead. Please, Summer, tell us.
Thank you, Alberto. It's a nice detailed budget. I love detail. I love knowing where the money's actually going. I think we have to identify some places where you can achieve cost savings to close that $100,000 in cash flow gap. Obviously, if the printing costs have gone up fivefold, that's some place to look. I hate to look at any health care issues, but considering how they are leaping and galloping like horses, at least a review of some of these things to see they're most cost-effective. I've mentioned in the past, I think we pay a little bit much for some of our technology-related things. I'm not sure that, you know, we may be getting the best deal for what we need because we are in a specialized business, but I think that we should look to all those types of contract vendor situations where you know, does it have to cost $700 a month to maintain our copiers? Are we actually doing that volume? If we are, okay. But anyway, just review of those type of things, because a little nipping and tucking in many categories is less painful than slashing and burning whole huge, you know, areas of the budget. And obviously, I think we need to find those places in this budget to take down $100,000. So that's my advice on another one.
Yes.
Sounding budget.
Thank you, Summer. And again, we all of us here on this body need to understand that the income side is again connected directly to how well the signal areas raise their funds,
mm-hmm.
and how well the signal areas contribute to all mm-hmm. of those expenses called central services. And that is one of the reasons why we had a very hard year that just ended in 2010 with having a lot of expenses that were not paid. I want to say that at any given point in time, Laverne has told us that it is running at around $1.8 million mm-hmm. in unpaid bills that are sitting still in the back burner of the stove over at the national office. I wish we could turn on the flame and just let them go up in smoke, but that's not possible. All of this, and that is, again, the other number that is very critical, that you guys that will be remaining on the National Finance Committee into the new year need to keep a tabs on and keep bringing that number to each one of your local finance committees, the amount of money that is owed in central services and in bill backs to the national office, and not because all of that money continues to be owed out into our vendors. So really, that's very critical number. Again, Laverne, I applaud you having those numbers of central services and bill backs that are owed to the system, and we need to keep those numbers up front at every time that mm-hmm. the National Board receives their financial reports. They need to hear that number first and foremost, at least from my personal opinion.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I add something, Alberto?
Yeah, me too.
Okay, go ahead. Who wants to be next?
Me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Flip the coin.
I urge, again, a breakout of these other numbers on individual stations, so it's not just some vague number. They go, well, God, what do we need, you know, the national office for? That's their expenses. I think it's very important to frame it like that, number one. And number two, that's why I fought so hard to get our, you know, fantasy revenue down for my budget. Because I, you know, I kind of get it.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I understand.
Go ahead. Sorry. You're next, Bruno.
Go ahead. Actually, when you were speaking about Alberto, that was going through my mind too, and I realized that we can't really assume in this budget itself that you know, more monies will come in. You know, if the stations do better at you know, their own fundraising. However, I was thinking, and I think Laverne does this anyway, but I'd like to emphasize that on a month-by-month basis, at least, that hopefully we are paying back. You know, I mean, not only increasing by raising more money, increasing the amount of central services we pay, but also that we're paying that old, you know, back due money. But if we could get a consistent periodic report on how that debt is being reduced. In other words, that if we're sending in more money than we expected to send in to national office, something that verifies that extra money is going to reduce that debt. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure.
No, it's going to pay for me.
visit to Hawaii and like that. But that's exactly how people try to frame it, and you're absolutely right, Bruce. We just need to show. And that we have reduced it. It usually has been about $1 million. It was higher than that before. And we've gotten it down to 800,000. My last report as of December 31st was about 800,000.
Because I'd like to be able to report on a monthly basis to my own board that that's what's happening. And, you know, so that people see, you know, what, you know, where the money going back to national office, what, you know, the effect.
Right. Summer to the stack?
Yeah, let me just comment. Yes, you'll be next, Summer. Let me just comment. That is one of the reasons why we here at the National Finance Committee, especially myself, is urges the CFO and her staff to begin producing or to begin disseminating station-by-station reports in conjunction with the National Office financial reports so that the local station reports can be utilized by the members of the NFC and back to the treasurers and back to their LSBs and your next summer.
Right. Well, can I just say one more thing?
Okay.
Because I don't know if you're experiencing it at other stations or not, but what I'm hearing is there's tremendous pressures by some people to try to look for other ways, you know, to raise money. And some of them are not, I think, are not consistent with what Pacifica is supposed to be about. And in other words, instead of taking responsibility and realizing it has to do with raising listener, you know, revenues and so forth, you know, they want to look at other, you know, quick fixes or look to, you know, angels or whatever. And,
or corporate sponsorship.
Right, right, exactly. In underwriting and all kinds of things. So, I mean, I think it's important for us to, on our end, to be raising our revenues. We need to anyway, but also to make, to tie it in with what the effect is on how it's improving the financial condition of Pacifica as a whole so that people can see that this is the way to go. Anyway, that's
okay. Your next summer. Hold
Thank you, Alberto. I guess just to add to this, and some of this is brainstorming and how should we make this work better, and sometimes it's hard to get monthly reports on every moving part in the system out. I do think that there needs to be a kind of restructuring and policy and, you know, in terms of accounting staff accountability to the CFO so that there's a chain of command that's, you know, easily ascertainable in terms of accomplishing certain specific budgetary goals, and we need to work on that. But excuse me. But I think it would be very helpful, what we're talking about, you know how the state does a little thing of, you know, where does your DMV dollar go? And it shows, you know, this much goes to the county and that much goes to the state and this much goes to the cops, you know. One of those things that's a version of that for Pacifica, you know, where does your central services dollar go? Because it truly, people do think that, like, what do we need those people up at National for? What are they doing for us? And nobody thinks, you know, if they don't know, they don't know you need to register with the state because you solicit money in that state, and they don't realize they're not thinking about six different kinds of insurance. And, you know what I mean? A little breakdown, just like a flow chart of, you know, the boards and the staff and everything. People have to be on the board a long time before they know how any of it works, and even then it's sometimes kind of opaque. And there's a lot of turnover of both staff, management, and board members. We have a very mobile organization. So I think these type of things that could live in perpetuity in some place where we store those wonderful documents that we're going to create, that, you know, when you come into it, you know, this is just like, how does the budget work and where's it going and what's the process? But saying, like, this is where your money goes so that people don't resent things. They go, oh, this is part of what I am part of. I am part of this network of five sister stations, and we pool certain things. So hear. But I would say try to do it in a report that you could disseminate every time there's a new batch of people, at least. I mean, I'm in favor of the other reports, too, but creating, like, a permanent document that says this is how it works would be helpful as well. So.
You could make a simple pie chart, you know.
Totally, exactly.
If you had I have Quicken for myself, and I could make a little graph or pie chart of all this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have that capacity, but somebody could do it easily.
Yeah,
our union does that because people want to know where their dues money goes.
Precisely,
yeah.
And it would help
you. Same thing.
It would help to quell some of the, you know, the bows and arrows that get, you know, the things that get slung about where people go, gee, what are they doing with the money? Well, gee, okay, six different kinds of insurance because we've got to have it because, oh, yeah, we're running, like, a business here. We deal with people, you know. So, anyway, it would be a very helpful idea, I think.
Okay. Paul for Stan.
Okay, Paul, you're next.
Okay, yeah. I agree that that would be a good thing to bring out. I've brought that out at BAI where... amazingly, even though we don't pay dental services, people complain about how much we send to the national office sometimes. OSB meetings at New York can be very interesting and otherworldly. And one of the things, though, as Bruce was pointing out, is we also have to deal a little bit with the fact of the central thing that all the stations have are radio signals, and that really, in my opinion, raising money off the air has been and will continue to be our major primary thing, and we need to pay some attention to that, I'll simply say, because we're not raising enough that way, and I think we will never raise a comparable amount off the air unless, you know, like in WNYC, somebody drops $20 million on us, which is very unlikely. And I think we have to really, going forward, look to where our primary fundraising capacity is and ramp that up a bit. Plus, yes, I was going to say before while I was reading it, the insurance thing especially and those other things, let's publish those for people to see.